recording.
Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. It is the Lord who reigns. He is robed in majesty and armed with all power. This is Mr. Andre Jeffries. I am your prayer lead for this Thursday morning. Thankful Thursday, Minister Tracy said this. Thankful Thursday, 8 a.m. prayer service. Give an honor and praise to God who's ahead of my life, my wife, my bishop, Eric Anthony Clark, Pastor Lenora Clark, all those that are on the prayer line this morning, especially those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. We welcome you. We would ask for all those that need to mute their lines, to mute their lines at this time. In the name of Jesus, as we begin to go before the Lord in prayer with our first prayer lead, we're asking our first prayer lead. That would be our old Minister Bronson. Mr. Bronson, are you there? Okay. Minister Bronson, are you there? Alrighty, seems like Minister Bronson having trouble logging in this morning. God is good. We're going to go right on into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Barry. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right, sir, would you mind taking the lead for us this morning?
It would be an honor.
Thank you so much. Let God use you.
Good morning, everybody. My prayer topic for this morning is mental illness. And my prayer focus will be understanding mental illness and ministering to people who struggle with it. Heavenly Father, we come before you with open hearts, acknowledging that all wisdom, healing, and compassion flow from you. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, and that no pain, no illness, no brokenness of body, mind, or spirit is hidden from your sight. This morning, Lord God, we lift up those among us who battle with mental illness, both seen and unseen. We confess that too often in our ignorance, we have misunderstood, judged, or even avoided those who suffer in their minds and emotions. Forgive us for every time we have failed to show the love of Christ to those carrying invisible burdens. Lord God, give us eyes to see the hurting, ears to hear the silent cries, and hearts to feel genuine compassion. Lord God, remind us that mental illness is not a weakness of faith, nor is it evidence of a life unloved by you. It is part of the brokenness of this fallen world, and just as we accept that bodies may fail, we must accept that minds and emotions may also struggle. Help us, Father, to break the stigma, the silence, and the shame that so often surrounds mental illness and replace it with understanding, empathy, and grace. We pray for wisdom, dear Lord, for families who do not know how to respond when their loved ones face depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, PTSD, or other conditions. Dear God, grant them patience when the days are long, gentleness when the words are harsh, and strength when the journey feels overwhelming. Dear God, wrap them in your love and remind them that they are not alone, for you promise never to leave us or forsake us. We pray for churches, dear Lord, that may be true hospitals for the soul. Let the body of Christ be a safe place for those struggling with mental illness. Too often, churches have been silent or even harmful, suggesting that prayer alone, without compassion or understanding, is the only cure. Lord God, we know prayer is powerful, but we also know you use doctors, counselors, and medicine as tools of healing. Just as you guide the surgeon's hands, you guide the psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist, and social workers. Fill them with divine insight, wisdom, and compassion, so they may minister to minds as faithfully as others minister to bodies. Lord God, we remember the example of your Son Jesus, who had compassion on the multitudes, who healed the brokenhearted, and who never turned away those whom society rejected. Lord God, let us walk in his footsteps. Teach us to sit with those who weep, to be present in silence with those who cannot speak to, and to offer hope when despair overshadows joy. Give us the courage to say, you are not alone, and to mean it with our actions as well as our words. Dear God, we pray for those living with mental illness themselves. Father, remind them that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, knit together in their mother's womb by your careful design. Even when their thoughts race, when their moods swing, when their minds betray them with lies of worthlessness or despair, may your truth shine through. Whisper to their souls, you are my child. You are loved. You are not forgotten. Lord God, bring relief where there is torment. Bring peace where there is anxiety. Bring clarity where there is confusion. When medication is needed, may it work effectively without harmful and harsh side effects. when counseling is needed, may it bring breakthrough, healing, and renewal. When hospitalization is needed, may it be a place of safety and restoration, and not shame or fear. Father God, we pray against the spirits of hopelessness and suicide that often stalk those with mental illness. We bind the enemy's lies that say life is not worth living. Instead, Lord God, we release your truth that every life has value, purpose, and dignity in your sight. Father God, surround those on the edge of despair with angels of protection, with friends who check in, with pastors who care, and with counselors who guide them back toward hope. Lord God, we also pray for leaders and communities. Give governments wisdom to fund mental health adequately. Let schools teach children about emotional health with sensitivity and truth. Let workplaces care for employees' mental health and mental well-being instead of adding unbearable pressure. May communities rise together to remove the stigma, to normalize getting help, and to celebrate the progress of healing. And Father, use us, your servants. Help us not to cross the street and avoid those who are different. Help us not to offer quick fixes or empty platitudes. Instead, fill us with your spirit so we may bear the fruit of patience, kindness, gentleness, and love. Let our hands be willing to serve, our mouths willing to speak encouragement, and our feet willing to walk alongside the suffering. We pray too for ministers and pastors. Lord God, guard them from burnout, depression, and anxiety themselves, for they too are human. Teach them to care for their own souls while shepherding the flock. Surround them with accountability, rest, and supportive communities. Let them preach boldly that mental illness is not weakness, but rather a battle that requires faith, medicine, and support together. Father, when we encounter someone battling paranoia, help us not to mock or fear them, but to pray for and guide them towards safety. When we meet someone battling depression, help us not to dismiss them with just cheer up, but to sit with them in the valley and remind them of the shepherd who walks through the valley of the shadow of death. When we meet someone with anxiety, help us not to belittle their fears, but to point them to the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we know that healing may not always come in this way, in the way we expect. Some will carry these burdens their whole lives, yet your grace is sufficient. Until that day, Lord, until healing actually comes, help us to be faithful. Help us to be tender-hearted. Help us to speak truth in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those of you all that can't stay for the duration of the hour, may the peace of the Lord be with you. Have a good day.
Amen. Amen, Minister Berry. I thank you for leading us off this morning, stepping up to the plate. Thank you, Jesus, for your obedience, for your submission, and for your powerful prayer on mental illness. Yes, it's a lot of that going on in the world today, mental illness. And praying for our pastors and our leaders and spiritual burnout. Yes, we need to keep our pastors and our leaders lifted up. There's always a battle in the mind that we are fighting on a daily basis. And the spirit of suicide, Lord Jesus, I pray against that spirit of suicide that comes at the minds of people thinking there's no more hope for them other than to take their lives. I've been there. I understand that temporary insanity that can come on you where you think there's no hope at all and there's nothing left but to take your life. But Jesus can turn it around in an instant. If you just hold on and look to him, he can turn it around the very next day. He can make the whole picture look different. I'm a witness to that. Being on the top of a roof, looking down, thinking I was going to jump off over there on Carnegie in the wintertime, thinking I was going to end my life. And I thank God that the Holy Spirit broke through and told me it wasn't that bad. Gave me the strength to turn around from him, walk away from the edge of that building and come on back on downstairs into the streets, into the snow. I thank God for that. He saved my life from that temporary moment of insanity I've had. Some people are sicker than others. Some people are sicker than others. That's what the Holy Spirit is telling me today. But I thank God, Jesus, that there is a remedy. The blood of Jesus. We thank God for the blood of Jesus this morning. We thank God that we can cast out if it's a demon. We know the difference today between mental illness and discernment and understanding that some people can be demon-possessed and need to be delivered in the name of Jesus. But there's healing. Whatever the problem is in your mind, Jesus is the answer for your problems. Thank you, Jesus. We are looking for prayer leads. We are looking for hosts. If anyone is interested in becoming a prayer lead or a host, you can contact the church at 216-475-6327. Once again, that's 216-475-6327. Leave a message and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Minister Andre. I missed my time, but let me know when I can plug in.
You about to go right now, sir. In the name of Jesus, let God use you.
In the name of Jesus. So sorry for the delay.
That's all right, sir.
I just bless God to be able to be used on this morning still, in spite of my tardiness. But I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy, who uses us all in spite of our imperfections and in spite of, you know, where we fall short. My prayer topic this morning was about completing the task, finishing the task. And the Bible says, according to Ephesians 2:10, that we're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works he's prepared for us to do. And I believe what's most important is that we not only get saved, but we become the type of people that God can use in this vineyard. So let's pray. Whatever your task
whatever
is, let God give us the strength and the information and the inspiration to get the job done. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we love you. We're grateful for another opportunity to give your name the praise. We're grateful that we can come to you for strength. We're grateful that we can come to you for provision. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a present help in our time of trouble. We thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior. Your blood, which was shed from years past, still has its power. It reaches to the highest mountains and it flows to the lowest valley. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being on the inside of us. When we don't know what to pray, you are moaning and groaning, and you are intercessing for us. You are speaking the language of heaven. You are responding to our faith and causing things to move on our behalf. Lord God, we come to you this morning asking for strength, for the information, the inspiration, and the discipline to finish the task that you put before us. Your word says that we are to occupy until you come. And we understand that there was a group of people waiting for the rapture last week, this week, or whatever it was. And it was never your design or your desire for us to sell all our stuff and look up in the sky and wait for you to come back. But you told us to occupy. You told us to do business until you come back. And Lord God, just like the parable of the talents, you've given us all a talent. You've given us all resources. And your expectation is to get a return on your investment. Help us to do that, Lord God. If you've given us the gift of hospitality, help us, give us the plan so that we can go forth in being hospitable. If you've given us the gift of speaking in public or any other gift, Lord God, of exhortation, help us to do just that until you come. Help us to finish the task that you've placed before us. We know for a fact that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we, of course, use that verse as we go through circumstances and we go through issues. But we also know that you are putting people in our path to help us get to the next level, to the next level, and to increase in favor by using the favor that you've already given us and multiplying it and multiplying it and multiplying it. Help us, Lord God, to do what we need to do because you've left us here. Because you woke us up this morning, it's not just another opportunity to, quote unquote, get it right, but it's another opportunity to work in the vineyard. Your word says that the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. Jesus told us to pray that the Father would send more laborers. So we're praying, Lord God, that you will send more laborers. And if you place it on our hearts to be those laborers, empower us to do just that, Lord God. Help us to finish the task that you've left us here to do. Heavenly Father, the story of Jonah comes to my mind, where even though he got astray and he was disobedient, you came to him again and told him to finish the task. Do that thing that I told you to do. We thank you, Lord God, that his disobedience didn't make you change your mind about him. The fact that he needed some mercy, he needed some extra coaching, he needed a stay in the belly of a fish, but you still allow him to finish the task that you called him to do. And because of that, there was a revival in Nineveh. I pray, Lord God, that you will raise up more revivalists in this time, Lord God, because Christianity has been painted a certain way. We have nationalists that have painted it a certain way. Pro this, pro that, have painted it a certain way. But Lord God, I pray that revivalists will come, Lord, so that you will come down and you will meet us and we will have an experience with you. If that is work that you've called us to do, help us to do just that. Help us to minister from our location. Help us to actually start that podcast we've been talking about. Help us to actually write that book we've been thinking about. Help us to start that women's or men's group that we've been thinking about and talking about. Help us to finish the task that you called us to do. Lord God, help us, Lord, to start that daycare or start that business or whatever it may be that we've been talking about. Help us to actually be your hands and your feet in this earth, Lord God. Help us to do what you've called us to do. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry of EKC Ministries that's helping us in order to be matured, in order to grow up all the areas of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that as we reach maturity, we'll become more like you. We will become more like the people you've called us to be. We will be the ministers of reconciliation that's calling the world back to Jesus, calling back the world back to the Father through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that we're no longer infants tossed back and forth by waves, Lord God. Your word said, Paul commended the church. You know, at some point you should be teaching. You shouldn't be infants. You shouldn't just be drinking milk. You should be drinking meat. You should be eating meat and being called higher. So help us to do that, Lord God, even if we are just growing in you, becoming more like you, delighting ourselves in you. Help us to walk in that path, not necessarily finish that task, because we won't be like you until the resurrection. But I pray, Lord God, that you will call us closer to you. And as you begin to give us your secrets, as you begin to talk to us, that we'll get the calling that we need in order to walk into, Lord God. I pray, Lord, once again, just like the parable of talents, some you gave 1, 5, 10, regardless of the number. We pray, Lord, that the people that you have called, the people that you've given resources, the people that you've given talent, won't bury them, won't hide them. Instead, they will use them in order to enrich your kingdom. Help us to multiply it, Lord God, what you've given us. Help us to be faithful over a few things so that you'll make us ruler over many. We believe that you can and will do that. We believe that you can and will do just that. Lord God, I pray for those who have started working on their certificates and degrees and their higher education. I pray, Lord, that you will give them strength to finish that task. Help them to get that certificate, the associates, the bachelor's, the master's, the doctorate. And as they climb the ranks in academia, we understand that more doors will be open. We know that education creates opportunity. Help us to walk through those doors as we complete those tasks, as we get that education. Heavenly Father, we know that greatness is on the inside of us because you are on the inside of us. You do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of us. There is no task that you've called us to do that you have not given us the power to do. So right now, God, we pray to be delivered and healed of excusitis. Keep us, Lord God, from making up reasons not to do the thing that you called us to do. If Abraham can confidently walk up to the mountain and possibly slay his son, we could easily go file some paperwork and start our business. We could easily file some paperwork and go back to school. Deliver us from excusitis. Help us to make the time to do what we need to do in order to accomplish your will in this earth, in order to accomplish your will in our life. Help us to do just that, Lord God. And Lord, I pray, lastly, because of these economic times, I pray that you will help us and that you will cause this wealth transfer to come about so that we will be blessed to be a blessing. We don't want to hoard our blessings. We don't want to put them all in. We don't want to store them up just as the man did in the Bible, just to have them, just to catalog them. But we want to be blessed to be a blessing. I pray, Lord God, that every task that we have been called to will touch the most possible people so that we can affect the role of heaven, so that we can affect the names that will be called into eternity on heaven's side. Help us to be the light that you've called us to be. Help us to be the salt that you've called us to be. And help us to finish the task that you've called us to. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. I now pass the prayer line back to the prayer host.
Amen, 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 Minister Bronson. Let us finish the task. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, help us to occupy until you come. Send us more laborers. Yes, we need more laborers on this prayer line. Anyone interested? Call the prayer line. We can use you on this prayer line, finishing the task of being a prayer lead or a host in the name of Jesus. It was a powerful message last night. You must be born again. Have you? You must be born again. Have you finished that work on yourself? Is the question I put to you today. You must be born again. All right. We at our halfway point. Some of you may have to leave. And if you do, we're asking if you can sow a seed at this time. You can do so by going to our Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. You can also go to Text to Give, G-I-V-E. That's 216-446-1209. That's Text to Give, G-I-V. 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there, put your prayer request in, and upload your 1 minute GPS. We are praying for all those that are on our prayer list this morning. We are lifting them up before the Lord in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to go forth with our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Tracy. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen. Go right ahead. Let God use you.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank and praise God for just another day. I want to thank and praise God for life, health, and strength. I want to thank and praise God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. I want to thank and praise God how he kept us overnight. I want to thank and praise God how he allowed each and every one of us to come and to come on a prayer line and bless the two ministers that went before me this morning. Thank and praise God for Minister Andre and all the other saints of God. The topic I was given that we all can relate to, if it was not for the Lord. Oh, God, I just want to thank you. God is just so good. He's just so merciful. He's just so kind. We don't have to think back in 1990. We don't have to think back just at 2000. Just on yesterday or maybe last week, life situations happen, take place. And if it have not been for the Lord, where we be today? How we sustain today? How will we make it today? And I just want to thank and praise God for this topic that I get to pray. And also in the midst of me praying this, I will have a short testimony after. Let us pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, just saying thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We know today, God, if it had not been for you, God, oh, God, how we make it this morning, how we be able to talk this morning, how we'll be able to function this morning, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us breath of life once again, God, to get up this morning, God. Oh, God, to get on the prayer line, God, having a mind, God, to be an obedient, to do what you have called us to do, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for how gracious and kind you have been unto us, God. In spite of ourselves, God, we want to say thank you. Oh, God, we just magnifying and lifting up your holy name today, God, just worshiping you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, on this thankful Thursday, God, another Thursday you blessed us to see. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, but we come to you expressing our deep gratitudes, God. We asking for your divine presence and guidance today, God. We asking that we recognize, Lord, our life challenges, Lord. We ask that you would bless us, God, unmanageable, God. Without your grace, God, and your strength, we can't make it, God. Oh, God, help us this day, Lord Jesus, in every step that we take, God. Oh, God, we ask that you be with us, God. In every breath, God, Oh, God, that we draw, God, we asking that you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, teach us to appreciate the breath of life you have given us, God. Also, God, we're coming and acknowledging, Lord Jesus, your guidance hands in our life, God. Continue to guide us. Continue to protect us. Continue to be with us, God. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, as I pray this, God, that we remove flesh out the way, God, and we seek more of you and less of us this morning, God. Help us, God, with circumstance come in our path and our way, God, with these certain things are taking place in our life, God, that we can stay spiritual, God, getting your word, God, praying, God, without ceasing, Lord, seeking your word, God, for every opportunity of our life, God. Bless us on this day, God, that we, as we pray unto you, God, and we ask that you would just help us, God, not to withhold, God, what we endure and what we go through in our life, that you already know, God, that we can cry out to you and give it to you, God, that you could take us down that path, God, that that path would be uncertain, God, that you can we take away all the burdens, God. Help us, God, this morning, God, as we overwhelm, God, with trials and tribulations, God, life situations, God, decisions, God, things that come in our life, tests and trials that's out of our control, God, that we continue to look up to the hills from which cometh our help, God. We know our help is in you today, God. Help us, God, as God, as we, as your children, God, we are, God, in our fallen state, God. Help us right now, God, that we continue to pray and seek you, God, for your presence, God. Help us, God, direct us, God. Give us that wisdom, God, today, God. Oh, God, help us right now, God, to make the right decisions in life today, God. Help us to rely on you, God, more than ourselves, God. Help us right now in the name of Jesus as we testify of your goodness, God, of your love and your grace, God, your tender mercy, God, how you have been so gracious unto us, God. Oh, God, we all can think back, God, oh, God, on just yesterday, God, or last week, God, how if it had not been for you, God. Lord, I just want to say thank you, God. In the midst of that, God, we acknowledge you, God, for your sovereignness, God. We acknowledge you, God, for your presence, God. We acknowledge you, God, how you have been there for us, God. We know, God, certain situations come upon us, God, as children of God, Lord Jesus, that we cannot take a physical way of, Lord, handling things, God, but we have to trust you on the spiritual side. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to praise you, God. And we stay strong, God. We stay focused, God. We don't allow the temptation of this world, Lord, take us back, God. Lord Jesus, no matter what task is thrown our way, God, no matter what life brings to us, God, that we stay focused, God, and do according to your will and your purpose, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, how that you lead us, how you direct our footsteps, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that how you navigate our life challenges, God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that we cannot do nothing without you, God. Lord, we just come to you honestly, God, Lord Jesus, when life is difficult, God, Lord Jesus, when they unbearable, God, we need you, 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 God. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus, as we express faith, God, and the promise, God, and your ability to overcome every obstacle in our life, God. We can't do it without you, God. We can't do it without you, God. We need you. We need you. Help us right now, God, to rely on you, God. We know that you're the author and finisher of our faith, God. We know without you, we can't make it. Lord, we just love and we praise you, God. And we thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for being so good and kind. And thank you for being so gracious, God. Lord, I just thank you. 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 Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you, Lord. Things we would have done, Lord Jesus, when situations came in our life, God, Lord Jesus, it would took us out of our character, God, you still kept us. And I want to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, time of prayer, this testimony I would like to share that God just put on my heart to share with one of my sons, Jonathan. God have blessed me with 5 sons and 1 daughter, but my son, Jonathan, he have a twin sister. He's a child that don't bother anyone. When we was living in the Cleveland area at the time, all my kids I used to put in private schools or charter schools. They didn't go to public schools. But this time, my twins had asked me, Mom, we're old enough. Can we go to public school? And I took it upon myself, yes, I'll go ahead and let y'all go to public school this year. Well, in the midst of that, my son was in school.
He don't bother nobody. He's just so kind. He's so sweet. He stayed to himself. He's very encouraging. He's very helping. And this son was in school, and I went to go pick him up one time with a young lady that was a neighbor of my of ours. And I seen a crowd of children but didn't know what was going on at the time. When in the midst of that, I called the young lady and asked her, where was Jonathan and they met so they can come. And she said, well, Jonathan's in a fight. I'm like, who? She said, Jonathan's in a fight. And since when I got out of my car to run over there in this big crowd, all I could hear somebody saying is here come another dog, here come another dog. In the midst of that, it was three guys. It was three young men decided to take my son and toss him back and forth on his head on cement. And I just want to thank and praise God today that God kept me in the midst of that. I'm not saying I didn't go off. I'm not saying I was not upset. Most of all, I was hurt because I said, Lord, why he have to go through this and why he had to deal with this? In the midst of that, when I seen my son, blood was just flowing out his eyes. Blood was flowing out his eye. He was holding his shirt. He was talking about he didn't want to mess up his white new shirt. As a mother in the healthcare field, I took that shirt and smacked it right there on that eye to stop the blood from bleeding. The blood keep coming down from his eye. And I remember going into the office talking to someone and asking them what took place. Well, all the young men that were standing there was afraid to talk or say anything about these young guys because they was a gang in the neighborhood. But these young ladies stepped up and they wrote reports about it. And I'm like, what took place? Come to find out, the security guard was scared of them. He was in the back of the school. He seen the whole thing, but would not say anything. But in the midst of that, the next day it took place. They got the report. I got the phone call. Come up to the school. We need to talk. So I decided to bring one of my brothers. I have three brothers here in Ohio and three brothers in Mississippi. So I thought I brought the one that was quiet, laid back. Well, when it come down to your loved ones, self comes up, different things come about. He was respectful, but you could see the side of him that did come out. In the midst of that, we're trying to find out why this took place. Well, they had the three guys that came back to school the next day. One had dreads, he decided to cut them. They tried to disguise themselves in a different way of they was the day before. And I said, I just want to ask the question, why did they do that to my son? And the officer said, they said they S-starters, the curse word, they S-starters, and they had to find someone they want to pick on that day. But in the midst of all that, to cut it short, they end up prosecuting them, everything. I had to go to court. And I went home, and I began to pray and talk to the Lord. I cried out to the Lord, and I didn't understand why, what was going on, what was taking place. And I got a knock at my door, saints, and it was the detective. He said, ma'am, here go they files. Here go the address. Do what you got to do. And I said, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. I got to trust God in this situation. So I just want to tell anybody that's going through and dealing with stuff, I feel your pain. I have more testimonies than you can imagine. But God saw my son through. He had no brain injury. He was able to go to college. He able to live on his own. He able to serve and praise God. He's one of our prayer leads on a call on Wednesday. I'm just thanking, praise God, for his grace and mercy. But I want to say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have been locked up somewhere in jail. But I thank God I'm on this prayer line this morning, praying the prayer of faith, and be able to be here to encourage each and every one. At this time, I'll give it back into the hands of Minister Andre.
Amen, amen, Minister Tracy. Thank you for your powerful, powerful testimony and your prayer. If it had not been for the Lord, where would I be at? In the name of Jesus. Yeah, we need your testimonies. We need you to upload some of them on our GPS, guiding people to salvation. Someone needs to hear your testimony. Take some time and go on to our website and upload your 1 minute GPS there. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, excuse me, for your powerful, powerful testimony. Our bishop is teaching us there will be opposition when you are serving the Lord. There will be opposition. But we can trust in the name of the Lord. He will be with us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Jesus. If God be for us, he's more than whoever comes against us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The believer's declaration reads, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you. We thank all of our prayer leads for praying on their topics this morning, stepping forth, letting God use them to give us strength and encouragement. I hope someone has been strengthened. I hope someone has been encouraged in the name of the Lord. I am Minister Andre Jeffries once again. I am your last prayer lead. Thank you, Jesus. I am given the task of praying what's on my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we know that we are praying for this government shutdown that's impacting millions and millions of government workers. We are lifting all of them up in prayer that won't be receiving a check maybe today in the name of Jesus to pay their bills. We need God to intercede in their behalf. Those ISA agents, those that are in charge of making sure we're safe going through the airports, checking our bags and things, we need to pray for our government, our president, those that are our Democrats, our Republicans, that they come to some type of agreement quickly to settle this, that those that are losing their paychecks can be funded again, that mass layoffs will not take place. Lord, hold back that from happening in the name of Jesus. We are also praying for those that are in the Philippines that's going through the deadly earthquake that has just taken place. They're looking and racing to find survivors as we speak. They're up under the rubble. The missing are, it's so many that have been killed in this tragedy. So we're praying for all the tragedies that's happening around the world and the wars that's going on. What's going on in other countries, war-torn countries. We're lifting all of them up. We're interceding for all of them this morning, along with those that are on our prayer list, all the mothers, all those that are in nursing homes. Went to see Mother Peterson. She's doing well. Mother Izzy, she was resting when I went in her room yesterday. All those others that were in the nursing home, we're praying for them. The Lord just continue to minister and keep them comfortable when they're going through their pains and their spasms. Evelyn, she has a lot of spasms that's going on, and she can't move too much. She's one room over from Mother Izzy's room. So we're keeping them in prayer. My scripture reading for today will be coming from Psalms 23. Verse 4 from the NIV, and it reads, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they comfort me. May Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctify the hearts and minds. All those that believe. Psalms 23 and 4 is a declaration of trust and comfort in God's presence during life's darkest times, even in the valley of the shadow of death, which symbolizes deep difficulties and danger. The verse reassures that God, the Good Shepherd, is near and actively involved, using his rod, authority, discipline, protection, and staff, support, guidance, and rescue to provide comfort and prevent harm. This stance of faith acknowledges the presence of trouble, but chooses not to fear evil, recognizing God's ultimate power and his ability to use even the most difficult circumstances for ultimate good. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name once again, Lord Jesus. We come to you lifting you up, for you are God Almighty, Lord. And we thank you for allowing us, Lord, to have a personal, intimate, loving relationship with you. Lord, we wasn't worthy, Lord Jesus, but you did it anyway. You opened up our understanding that you were a great God of mercy and grace, and you wanted us, little bitty us, to know you, Lord. Power of your suffering and your resurrection. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can identify with you this morning. We can trust in you. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid today, Lord. You comfort us with your rod and your staff. We can trust in your leading and your guidance this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have regulated our minds, Lord. You have restored us to sanity. You have set us on a good foundation this morning. And for that, we praise you, Lord. For that, we thank you for keeping us from making wrong decisions. We thank you, Lord, that your word is a light to our path, and it guides us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We want you to have your way in our lives, Lord. We do need you, Minister Tracy said. We need you, Lord. We depend on you, Lord Jesus. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are in charge. No matter what it looks like, no matter what powers there are, you are in charge. And you are going to have the final say-so on what goes on. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we choose you this morning. We're on your side, Lord Jesus, because we know that you got the victory. Thank you for birthing us into your kingdom, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your spirit this morning. You stirred us up this morning. You tapped us up. You tapped our shoulders and woke us up. Gave us the air to breathe this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you open up a spirit of influence for us, Lord. Take your gospel into the marketplace, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to teach somebody, Lord, to tell somebody, to preach Jesus wherever we go, Lord. To be your witnesses on this earth, your ambassadors, Lord, your representatives, Lord. Help us, Lord. We're relying on you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us a praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us a praise in our heart this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for drawing us to this prayer line this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the ability, Lord, to speak in unknown tongues, to pray all manner of prayers to you, Lord, to communicate with you, Lord. But above all, Lord, give us the ability to hear what the Spirit is saying today, Lord. Give us the ability to hear what the word, when the word comes forth, Lord. Give us the ability, Lord, to change what needs to be changed in our hearts, in our lives, Lord Jesus. As only you can, Lord Jesus. You have given us the power to be more like you, Lord Jesus. Help us to do the work. Help us to finish the task that we need to do on ourselves, Lord, to come up higher in you, Lord. Lord, we want to be more like you, Lord. More of you and less of us, Lord. Help us to stay humble, Lord. Help us to humble ourselves, Lord. Help us to take the low road, Lord Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Help us to be examples to what a Christian is supposed to be, Lord. Help us to show the difference between what the world is versus what a Christian should be, Lord. In your name, Jesus, give us the strength that we need, Lord. Lord, we ask right now, Lord, we're going to gather together this Sunday, Lord. Let it be a gathering that we come and worship you. Let us be centered on worshiping you. Let that be the only agenda, Lord Jesus. Taking communion and remembering your sacrifice, Lord. Let that be the only agenda, Lord Jesus. That we be Christ-centered when we get there and when we leave, Lord Jesus. Don't let us be the same. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. Bishop Clark will be coming on in about 1 minute on the Daily Bread. Come on over to our YouTube station and get the good word of God. It was a powerful message that was spoken last night by Bishop Cedric Miller. So we're going to ask you to come to our YouTube station. I'm going to unmute the line. So everyone can say goodbye at this time. Goodbye,
amen.
Everyone.
Have a blessed day.
Love y'all.
I'll be with you.
Have a great
amen.
Day.
Everybody
goodbye.
Have a wonderful day. God
have
bless
a great
you all.
Day.
God bless
love
you.
Love, I love you all. Love you too.